It's very thorough.
It takes a while to verify everything, and we have to check our time and our dates.
When it comes to its new election machines, the borough is making a list and checking it twice. Terry Birchfield and Linda Cusack with the Canvas Board are running through a checklist of tests on a new Dominion Voting Systems machine Thursday morning. They say most voters won't register the new technology when they come in to cast their ballots. But for voters with disabilities, it could be game-changing.
The scanning is a bit more time-consuming, but otherwise...
I don't think the voter will see any difference.
No, I think they'll
wonder how come it takes so long.
Well, the touch screens are going to be way more user-friendly as far as the listening to the audio. It's just a lot easier. It's going to be a lot easier for the voter.
This machine will be shipped to Saldovia ahead of the October 5th election. When Birchfield and Cusack are done, they'll check this machine and 23 others a second time. Most voters will vote the way they're used to next month, by filling out paper ballots and sending them through scanners. But the new machines have additional features for voters with disabilities. The borough bought them in response to a 2015 complaint from a visually impaired Homer resident who alleged he couldn't vote independently with the borough's old machines, also from Dominion. In the years following, the borough convened a stakeholder group to brainstorm solutions. The group recommended the borough have accessible voting machines at every voting location on the peninsula, among other steps. Birchfield says the old machines were too outdated to be fixed.
The last ones were basically so out of date that we couldn't keep up with equipment. We couldn't get new parts.
Borough Clerk Johnny Blankenship says the new machines arrived on the Kenai Peninsula in June. Now, with less than a month until municipal elections, borough staff are making sure everything is in order and learning what to do if something goes wrong. Like when one of the machine's parts pops out.
It's so much easier than the old ones as far as like getting it to pop back in again.
Right. Oh my gosh.
Each machine comes with a large touchscreen. Birchfield says there's a voice that reads ballots out loud.
So this way, if there's a blind voter, they're enabled to vote themselves independently. Yeah, we have the ability with the new units for puffer, so people who can't use their hands.
Cusack says the technology will also make life easier for election workers who have to distribute machines all over the borough. They fold up neatly into compact containers.
The touchscreens are way more transportable. The others were very large for, we have a lot of elderly people that work for us. Very difficult to transport.
And set up.
Last year, former President Donald Trump and his followers made Dominion a target, claiming the 2020 election was rigged and that Dominion, in part, was to blame. Rigorous audits across the U.S. have found Dominion machines to be accurate, and claims that the election was rigged have since been disproven in a number of court cases. Members of the borough's stakeholder group say they chose the Dominion machines in part because they were so secure. Blankenship says all the machines have security seals on them ahead of the election.
So once we've done the second set of testing, we are securing everything with seals in multiple locations. So then if they're tampered with, then we can be notified right away.
The Canvas Review Board also audits polling locations after the fact. Blankenship says the machines will be stored in regional offices and delivered to voting locations the day before the election.